It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Patricia Naft. This is the last week to sign up for health insurance for 2015. Linda Gann, who does outreach for Connect for Health on the Western Slope, says that if you have a big life event like a marriage or a baby, you'll be able to sign up beyond Sunday.
If they just don't do it and they do not have a life qualifying event, they will be, number one, uninsured, which is not a good idea for their health or their personal finances. And number two, they'll be subject to the tax penalty next year when they file. It's called the shared responsibility penalty, and that was in effect in 2014. So Coloradans that did not have health insurance in 2014, when they file their income taxes now for 2014, there's going to be a new line on there. And it's basically asked if they purchased health insurance, and if they didn't, then there will be a penalty assessed to them. And the penalty is $95 or 1% of your adjusted gross income per adult in your family this year. Of course, rather than using the stick, we'd rather use the carrot approach and just let Coloradans know that they no longer will be denied if they have a pre-existing condition. There's no rating difference if you have an illness now. So what we'd like to do is really encourage Coloradans that are eligible to enroll.
Gann does say that anyone who is trying to sign up before the 15th but can't for some reason will still be able to buy insurance. A report that grades Colorado on the health of its citizens gave the state high marks for adult health but mediocre scores for child health. KBNF's Laura Palmisano has more.
The 2015 Colorado Health Report Card uses indicators like obesity, poverty, and access to medical care as ways to measure the overall health of people in the state. Kelly Duncan is with the Colorado Health Foundation, the organization that publishes the report.
In healthy aging, our grade went from a B+ last year to an A- this year, and the improvements were in the areas of medical homes. That was a big reason that we saw this change. And we also outpaced other states in reducing the percentage of older adults who reported limited physical activity due to poor physical or mental health.
The report ranks Oregon as first in the nation for the number of people 65 and older who participate in physical activity. Colorado places second. But Duncan says the state doesn't get high marks for child health. Colorado got C's.
We aren't doing as well with healthy beginnings and healthy children. So I think we need better strategies and more deliberate focus as a state to make sure we're starting off our kids as healthy as possible, because that certainly bodes well not just for their health as children, but for their health as adults.
Duncan thinks the mediocre grades for child health are related to socioeconomics.
So there are disparities. We know that families who are living on lower income, their health is not doing as well as families who have higher income.
Colorado ranked 37th in the country for uninsured children. However, this data is from 2012. The Colorado Health Foundation expects grades to improve across the board as more people enroll for health insurance under expanded Medicaid and through the Affordable Care Act. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Even after a year of being able to purchase recreational marijuana, questions still remain for the state of Colorado. Is its use dangerous? Should there be tighter labeling on pot edibles? And is its easy access impacting middle and high school students? Recent data compiled by the Department of Education and Rocky Mountain PBS iNews show incidents of student drug use hitting a 10-year high last year. But as Benta Berkland reports, state officials don't have a clear picture if the two are related.
18-year-old Mercedes Weisenbaugh is a senior at Miami Yoder High School in eastern El Paso County. Since pot became legal and shops opened, she says she's definitely noticed more of her peers using marijuana.
They're not afraid to or ashamed to say, I smoke marijuana or I use edibles.
While the Rocky Mountain PBS iNews data does show an increase in drug use, especially in middle schools, it's only anecdotal and the uptick cannot entirely be attributed to pot. That's because schools lump marijuana into the same category as illicit drugs such as cocaine, prescription drugs, and ecstasy.
We legalized recreational use. We should be tracking the trends and understand what the impact of that change in law is having on our kids.
Republican Representative Polly Lawrence of Roxborough Park is planning to introduce a bipartisan bill this session to require schools to classify marijuana incidents separately, like they do for tobacco and alcohol.
It has proven to be a challenge. The schools don't want to be turned into law enforcement agencies.
And that's a concern the Colorado Association of School Boards has heard. Jane Urschel is the deputy executive director. She says school districts are also wary of state mandates.
Let's remember that school districts have been cut $1 billion over the last 4 years. And it may not seem like reporting is expensive, but the more reporting you have to do, the more staff time you have to devote to it.
But Urschel still thinks school districts will ultimately want to track what's going on with marijuana among their students, including Mike Van Dyke with the Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment. He chairs the Retail Marijuana Public Health Advisory Panel and is a toxicologist.
We've been trying to get people to separate marijuana out from that kind of bucket of all illicit drugs for almost all data, because we can't analyze the impact of marijuana unless we have the correct data.
3 years ago, the state updated its school discipline laws to move away from zero tolerance policies. As a result, school districts can have different policies when it comes to referring drug incidents to law enforcement.
It's consequence awareness and education, putting those two things together.
Kevin Brainy is a former principal and now the discipline coordinator for the Boulder Valley School District.
You know, high school can be a place to make mistakes and learn from them, whereas once they leave our school system, there may not be that same opportunity.
As an alternative to suspending students for marijuana violations, Boulder Valley is in its second year of partnering with a local nonprofit to offer a focused educational intervention.
When we were bringing parents and students together for a series of 6 classes, on the impact of marijuana on the young teenage mind, we're finding that 98% of our kids are not repeating the same offense.
High school student Mercedes Weisenbaugh says her parents play a crucial role in her decision not to use marijuana.
Going, you're still growing, you're still in high school, you still have so much in front of you that wrecking it with just attempting to be cool and use that marijuana is what affects me.
State lawmakers are still trying to figure out the best way to track the burgeoning industry and the impact to youth. Some see data reporting from schools as just one key to understanding how students are using recreational marijuana and how schools, parents, and the state should respond. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Tune in this evening for the next part of our series where we'll examine the challenges legalization has created when it comes to talking to teenagers about marijuana. And finally, the town of Paonia is looking at some serious financial troubles. In a recent document about the dismissal of the town clerk, they listed what might have to happen to pull the town out of the red. 3 staff members have already been let go, but the town is also considering laying off more people, contracting trash services, selling off town assets, and closing the police department and contracting services with the sheriff. The document cites employee fraud and some years of running a deficit as the main reasons. Stay tuned for Ashley and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.